You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome to Prepare and the Wild Hogs. I told you the story about how 3,500 years ago, the government took over everything, ended up with all the money, all the herds, all the flocks, all the people, all the land, and then moved them all into the cities. And I told you a story about in 1899, this trapper from North Dakota named Jedediah Smith heard the rumors and the stories about thousands of wild hogs holed up in the Okefenokee Swamp on the border of Georgia and Florida, and how he travels down there and he buys some feed corn and he heads out into the swamp and he's going to trap these thousands of wild hogs, and he does it with handouts, government handouts, and he ends up controlling and trapping all of the hogs, and now they can't even take care of themselves. They're 100% dependent on him, and this is what the government's trying to do to us. So he comes back. He's got them all penned up and says, I want to hire 50 wagons, and all of the people say, we don't believe it. This can't be true. These hogs have been wild for over 100 years, taking care of themselves. So he starts to tell them the story of how he does it. He goes out there and he spreads some corn behind the wagon, and then pretty soon he can not only the young stupid pigs come out, the older wise ones do. And he says he kept this up, and pretty soon even the old pigs decided it was easier to eat the free corn than root around for snakes and roots and things like that. So he says next thing was to get them used to eating in the same place all at a time. We call this the projects. So he says, I decided to clear out of here, clearing. He selected one, and he started putting corn in the middle of the clearing. At first, they wouldn't come into the clearing. It was too far. It was too open. But soon, the young pigs remembered all this free corn, so they started going out in the clearing and eating it. And it was a whole lot easier than fending for himself. And not too far after that, the old pigs decided, hey, this is pretty easy. Nothing happens to the little ones. So they start going and eating it too. Pretty soon, they decided this is quite the life. All we got to do is walk out here in the clearing. And so the corn was there every day. It was easy to walk. He starts putting up posts and a fence, and you can walk through the posts, you can walk through the fence, you can walk in and walk out whenever you want. Next, he closes one side, one end of the clearing. They can still walk in and out the other end. They can convince themselves that they're free. And then he started putting up one rail, then two rails, then the third rail. And eventually what he does is he closes the gate and he's got them all trapped. Now they're squealing and grunting and begging and pleading to get out. You know what? They're trapped. And that is how the government is going to get us with their freebies, their traps. He got the pigs desperate for the food, dependent on the food, dependent on the free corn, and that's what the government is going to do with us.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.